Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hey there, this is the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Googlers claim retaliation, Samsung delays Fold, and more news by Alex Baker Whitcomb. Remember last week when Samsung unveiled its foldable phone? Well, it appears there are still a few wrinkles to iron out. Meanwhile, Google walkout organizers say they're facing retaliation from the company. A new Game of Thrones episode has come, and John Legend is putting Siri to shame. Here's the news you need to know in 10 minutes or less. Google retaliates against walkout organizers. Two Google employees who worked to organize a walkout of thousands of employees last November say the company is now retaliating against them. The employee claims range from demotions to forced medical leave. It's not a great look for a company that just disbanded its AI Ethics Council this month. Samsung delays its foldable phone. Samsung's much-hyped Galaxy Fold is on hold after review units sent out over the past couple of weeks failed fantastically. From flickering like a strobe light to bulges bubbling under the surface, it turns out making a usable foldable phone isn't an open-and-shut process. John Legend is your new Google Assistant. If you tell your Google Assistant to talk like a legend, prepare for the smooth croons of Grammy winner John Legend. It's an interesting example of how digitally copied voices can make computers more fun to talk to. But it also opens the door to fake recordings meant to deceive. How accurate is Google's attempt to recreate John Legend? Listen for yourself there. Cocktail conversation. A big, juicy, controversial thing happened in Sunday's Game of Thrones episode. We aren't going to spoil it for you here if you haven't seen it, but if you have and you need to talk, we have an episode review and podcast to get you through. Wired recommends Earth Day products. To celebrate Earth Day, we pulled together a list of our favorite upcycled and recycled products you can buy right now. More news you can use. If you didn't take this weekend to read the entire Mueller report, there are 14 overlooked takeaways you might want to know on Wired.com.